Rotatoes. It's me, Jasper William Cartwright, and back again as we culminate? As we come to the conclusion of episode 5 of arc 3. What a lovely, thick arc that we have. There are still more episodes after this. This is not the finale of arc 3 either. There is some juicy sodes to come still, and I'm very excited about them. Gotta say, this is one of my favorite arcs. Upon reflection, I've listened to these arcs multiple times through because I wanted to be across as much of the lore as I could when I took over as GM, and I really have to say that I think this arc is special, not least because of the just amazing chemistry between the cast, and I hope that you are enjoying that same thing, because I loved it. Not to mention the kind of every episode kind of reveals, Grib reveals are just absolutely phenomenal. Just a quick one before I go and let you get on with this episode to say that if you're enjoying it, please make sure to leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. And don't forget, if you want to listen to episodes in their full form, so without the part one and part two, and you want to listen to them without any advertisements, you can absolutely do so over on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/rotatingheroespod. Be lovely to have you there, but we love you for being here all the same. Thank you so much. See you soon. Take it away, Past Zach.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
And probably a bit of a ticking clock.
Okay, yeah. I'll pull him into the pit, mm-hmm. if I can.
Cool, you guys pull this guy into the pit, and Cribbage is like, we should probably hurry.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I'd love to try this fence again.
Great, and you guys can like help each other over it now. I mean, like, however you feel. Tell me how you're getting over
Grib, why don't you give, you're as tall as shit. Why don't you help me over this fence?
Sure, I assist. I assist Rufus.
So what do I do?
Cool.
I give him a knee to step on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that gives you your athletics check with advantage.
Okay. Oof. A 17 and a 10, so a 17.
Cool. 17 definitely gets you
Great.
Over. Do you go all the way over, or are you like waiting for them?
I'll hang at the top and I guess keep a hand down to maybe grab whoever's next.
Cool. Let me know how you guys get over.
I'll send Freya over, boost Great. So she can grab Devin's hand. Rufus's hand, sorry.
Maybe Cribbage cool. could ride Freya's back or something.
Yeah, can Cribbage hold onto my hair and come up with me?
Yeah, Cribbage hangs onto your hair.
Yeah, it's braided Whoa. Right now, so it's kind of like a rope for him to...
It's like a little rope.
It's like a long rope, great. Cribbage, hop on.
Okay.
Am I rolling athletics with advantage then?
Yes.
Great.
And it's a slightly lower DC because Grib's helping as well.
Two 16s.
Great. That's enough to get you over.
Great.
So, you know, probably not enough room at the top for both of you guys to hang up here. Do you flip over to the other side?
Cribbage and I will go ahead and flip over.
Great.
Cool. Awesome. Grib, how you getting over?
I'm going to just hop, baby.
Yeah.
Use these big muscles of mine.
And I got my hand at the top. I will not be able to effectively lift you, but hey, buddy, the arm is there.
Cool. Grib, make the athletics check with advantage.
Oh, thank God it was advantage. I just rolled a 1.
Woo! This rusty fence is sort of just digging into your chest as you lay on top.
Son of a bitch!
Does a 15 make it?
15
wow.
makes it.
Wow.
Man, yeah. If we didn't have advantage, that'd be a fail.
Wow.
Sheesh. So you guys have entered into this next area where you see the crack site. Or actually, the crash site. Uh-huh. An ancient rusted over ship has crashed through this area. Grib, you'd find this vaguely familiar from what Turbine told you on his adventure. This is not as big as the obelisk that you saw in the water and the one that that he described, but it is of that like kind of technology.
And that it was like, wasn't it kind of like... a certain metal and like rusted ore.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird alloy, but parts of it are rusted as well because mm-hmm. a certain instruments that haven't been maintained keep that from happening. And it's been many years where it's just like something happened to have made this fall from the sky and shatter this sort of hillside as it fell into the ground.
Yeah, because we're not anywhere near a coastline, right? This is just a ship in the middle of the forest.
So ship, when I say ship, like a flying
vessel. You're talking about a friggin' saucer, essentially.
it's akin to a flying saucer.
Hell
it's like,
yes.
Some crazy futuristic technology. Wow. These guys are hammering at it. They're like using chisels and stuff like that. These guys, everybody can make insight checks if they will.
I will.
If they will.
If they will.
12.
17.
18.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too hard to see, but yeah, these guys are not experts at whatever this is. A lot of these guys don't know what they're doing at all. I mean, the ship's in tatters as well. Like, it's fully crashed through a small mountain. It looks really fucked up, and maybe like there's not that much that's useful here, especially when you consider what it used to be. But there's digging through, you know, like a small mountain's worth of rubble to get it out and excavate what's inside. You see like 50 or so men in this area.
Yikes.
Doing that on the far
too many
side. Again, it's like you guys are on the right. This is the far left side of this area. Mm-hmm. of the camp. Also, and it kind of looks just like a junkyard, and it's similarly loud, lucky for you guys, where it's just loud, work is happening everywhere. On the right side, though, there's three piles of like kind of like stacked junkyard material, and one large tent. Pretty much feels like the left side's a no-go going through this area, but similarly to the last area, there's two more guards at another interior gate beyond it.
Is the tent to our right empty?
You can't really tell from here. It's sort of midway through, like, kind of... football field's too large, but, like, it's a large area, and it's sort of halfway through across.
Got it.
But favoring the right side. I'll say you guys are basically in front of this, like, small pile of, like, kind of junkyard. Like, almost like stacked cars is what mm-hmm. it feels mm-hmm. like. But, yeah, you're in this second area.
I don't know much about this, but I know that it's pretty weird juju, man.
You're at all familiar with something like this? I have no idea what I'm looking at, Grib.
Yes, I had a gnome friend.
This is the crack site.
The crick crack.
The crash site.
Crack site.
Crash. The crish crash. The crash site.
No, it's a crack site because it cracked the mountain.
So this thing crashed. This thing fell from the sky and crashed into the mountain. That's what this freaky gnome is telling me. Are you kidding?
Rufus.
Yeah, but I think they called it a crack site.
What, Freya?
You were shouting, and it was unnecessary.
I don't think I was. I really don't. I remember,
it's like
and I don't.
Bouncing against.
Careful, man.
Grib's druidic magic, luckily dampening, just full volume yelling.
I think I would know if I was full volume yelling, Freya.
I certainly don't think you would. If one thing is clear to me about you, Rufus, it's that you don't know the volume of your voice.
Freya, you and I have a heat between us now that I don't think will ever go away, okay?
Please,
outside
please,
of this, like,
please.
Bubble. It just sounds like...
yeah, Grib's like sweating, trying to keep the bubble like extra.
Yeah, you're concentrating
argument
really hard.
I'm like...
But yeah, you guys would notice that this tent, though, is a much more ornate tent than the one, like, lean-tos that you saw on the left were like the you know, regular...
This looks like the boss man's tent to me.
Yeah, someone in charge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's much nicer. It seems like some fancier pelts and stuff. How do you guys proceed?
Well, I'd like to ask once again, Cribbage, have you been to this area before? Do you have any sense of what we're looking at? What's in that tent?
Well, this is where the big bald guys and in there, I think they organized these pieces of metal into piles since the last time I was here.
Hmm.
And then... obviously, that's the crack side over there. And then, I don't know. That's pretty much it. Cribbage, we don't want to get the attention of the guys in the tent because they're very powerful.
Okay.
But that's all I know.
Hmm.
I would say let's go the route that avoids the tent.
But isn't the route that avoids the tent towards 50 men?
Well, you can kind of go on the far right where these like three kind of columns of junk are.
Okay.
It's close to the tent, but
Okay.
You know.
Let's column to column, just like the posts from the broken down bridge. Mm-hmm. We can hide behind if we need to.
A sequel.
Great. Let's do what we do best.
The same thing we've done before.
Hey, if it's not broke,
don't buy a new one.
Tell me what you do.
Okay. Well, once again, Rufus will lead the way and head for the first. What, there's a distance between me and that first column, so I guess I'm just trying to get behind that column so I can hide there?
Yeah. So I'm going to roll a d6 to see if a patrol guy comes by on a 6 or a 5. That would happen. 6.
Shoot. Wow.
A patrolman walks by as Rufus, as you are starting to go across.
Yep.
Rufus, give me a stealth check real fast.
Of course I will. And this is still plus 10, yes? Then yes. That's a 30, baby.
Okay. So this guy thought he saw something. He starts to walk forward and sees just the column of debris. Like, Rufus, 30 means like a near impossible task. And at that, this guy, I won't even say that he really felt alerted. He just was like, oh, there's nothing over here.
Making it look
and,
easy.
Looks around like Rufus is melted into junk.
That's right, baby.
And then... leaves it be. All right, so you guys, let me know who goes next, and I'll roll another d6 for them.
I'll go next.
Cool. 5. So as Freya goes across, Freya, give me a stealth check.
Woo-wee. 24.
Okay, this guy's coming for... 30 is so high, that's why I just made you guys not roll that. A guy's going to come over and essentially be face-to-face to you guys in a second. Let me know what you're ready to do.
Just to the two of them, right?
Yes.
Just the two of us? It's about, okay.
This is probably like 25 feet away from you, Grib and Cribbage.
And there's no one else around, just him?
That's all you see right now.
I'll shoot an arrow, I don't give a fuck.
Shoot an arrow? Are we hidden at all?
He's like right next to you. So, I mean, you can shoot an arrow if you want, or you guys can take mail.
Yeah, maybe I'll just swing my axe at his fucking neck, baby. Both axes to the neck.
Yeah, double neck. Great. Double neck axe attack.
Freya, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I guess I'll greatsword him right after.
Great. Everybody roll your attacks and then tell me how much.
Okay, well, I got a crit. That's right, a 27.
Hell.
And
yes.
A 14.
Smack him.
14 misses, but the crit hits. Roll double die, Freya.
I got a 22 and an 8.
Okay.
My damage off my crit, 9.
Tight. 9 damage. Freya, what'd you get?
11.
Wow.
This guy smoked.
Woo!
He turns the corner, but since that guy died, we're going to say it's 6, 5, and 4 now.
Oh, for another patrol to pop up. Gotcha.
Yeah. Grib. Grib, also, like... Okay, so Grib, what are you up to?
I'm also going to press forward to the next pillar.
Okay. 1. No one sees you.
Great.
And Cribbage is going to go... He darts across unscathed. At this middle column, you guys are near the tent. Outside of the tent, like I said, it's more ornate than the other ones. The pelts, as you get closer, look more luxurious, like more prize-like animals. Everybody make perception checks.
Okay, I will. 19.
13.
21.
On 21, you see 3 men step out of the tent, including one of the biggest men you've ever seen in your life.
Cribbage was right.
You can... Oh, there he is. You can tell these guys are important just by virtue of how they're dressed and where they are, and they're in this fancy tent. The big guy is of course bald, as I described, but he has this huge beard. He wears similarly streaked leather armor as what we talked about previously, but he has this familiar looking cloak on his shoulder covering his right arm, strapped across his chest with the you realize it's the hide of a displacer beast with its head on its on his chest.
So this guy thinks he's hot shit, huh?
The cloak just favors the right side of his body as he talks to another similarly differently dressed man. This other guy is like kind of a sinewy, skinny guy. He's dressed kind of like Crocodile Dundee. He's got like a big crocodile skin hat. He wears like a leather vest and he's just straight up wearing shorts. He has like a sword and a knife belted to him. On his back, he has this huge arcane looking gun. The third guy just looks like basically like a captain of the guard. Like he is like the platonic ideal of the soldiers we've seen before. Like he is full leather armor with the red streaks and the mohawk. He's got a full red cloak kind of indicating his status. And they talk to him in front of you and you hear the big guy approach that captain of the guard like, "You are taking too long. Work them harder. We need to find more materials or this ride wasn't worth it." And the skinny guy kind of smiles from where he is. He's like, "Yeah, come on. We can afford to lose men. I'm getting tired of sitting around and waiting too." The guard captain looks at them like clearly really nervous about his position to be talking to him. He's like, "Yes, sir. We'll double the pace. Two more matters." And he seems like nervous to bring this up. "Three of our scouting parties haven't come back. Seems like two sets were found ripped to shreds by what we assume was the warden, but no information on the third yet." And as he's finishing this sentence, the big guy whips his arm out from under his cloak and grabs the guy by the neck. You see a sort of flash of metal as he holds up this big pneumatic piston like held together metallic arm and lifts the guy off his feet. He raises him about a foot in the air with this like shining metallic claw arm, and the guard's neck just like drips a little bit of blood as he's like struggling with that. And he says, "How hard is it to kill one beast? You and these men dishonor the Red Rust clan." Skinny guy sits there just kind of smiling and he gestures to himself and he says, "Hey, Rickard, you know, old Morris could handle it. Just say the word." The big guy stares at this sinewy, smiling man. He's thinking about it, but for some reason he seems kind of gun-shy to this. And eventually says, "I know, brother." So that's what you heard and saw. Freya, I will say, on your perception check, as they were exiting the tent, you saw a table with some papers.
Okay.
And what looked to be like a blue glowing device. As this happens, this guy puts the guard captain down. And then in the distance, you hear from the ship, "We found something!" And like murmuring voices as other people chime in, like they finally got something, like just kind of celebrations and cheers. And all three of them head to the ship really fast. What do you guys do?
Grab the papers.
I want these papers, absolutely. And the blue glowy thing.
Cool, who's doing it?
What?
I mean, it's in a tent. It's in the war tent. So who is doing it?
I look at Cribbage. I go, You seem to be quite sneaky there. No, the ticklings of a rogue, I might assume.
Yes, just the ticklings of a rogue.
I mean, I'm quiet, but do you guys want me to? What should I grab?
Cribbage, if you could grab the papers and the blue shining light.
Okay. I'll do it. Cribbage is going to go in and try to grab it. So
thank you, Cribbage
will make a stealth check. 18 on the die.
Thank you, Cribbage.
So Cribbage probably got... God. Just want to see what it actually is.
Plus the 10.
Plus the 10.
So Cribbage got a 34. He sneaks in.
Cribbage.
making almost no possible noise. And grabs some papers and grabs... the blue thing. There within the tent is a man who is just hard, kind of asleep.
Okay.
I'm going to roll to see.
Kind
of asleep is wrong, but he's not really paying attention.
What a reveal.
Good luck to you, Crib.
Let's see if he notices Cribbage on that high of a stealth check. Probably not. He rolls a nat 20. He sees Cribbage.
Son of a bitch!
Cribbage looks at him. The guy looks at him. You hear this man scream as Cribbage is going to take an attack on him. Cribbage misses.
Cribbage!
Do we have time to react?
Yeah, you guys can react right now if you want. We'll do this initiative-wise. So I'm going to roll initiative for that guy. You guys roll initiative.
Wow.
That guy rolled another.
Are you 20. Fucking kidding me with this?
Damn. Okay.
I got a 21.
Cool. I got an 11.
13.
So 20 on initiative is actually not the best. I mean, it's good for him in this situation, but what did you get, Devin?
21.
Okay. Let's see if he adds anything to his initiative, because that will be pretty big. This is really important. He has a plus one to dex, meaning he also got a 21. But the tie goes to who has more dexterity overall. What do you add to your dexterity?
Wow. Plus 4.
Cool. Even though he got a nat 20, I will say, Rufus, you are up first.
Wow.
This is
okay.
Very crucial.
Now he's inside the tent. I'm outside the tent. I can't see him to say, shoot my bow, right?
I don't think, well, that's the thing. I mean, how much, you have your attacks, you could get to him in this turn.
Right.
I don't know if you could get to him and I mean, you could shoot your bow, I guess.
No.
I think.
But I would need to run into the tent and try to melee him.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that is exactly what I do. Rufus draws his axes and says, let's do this. And sprints into that tent. Axes drawn high. And he's going to do a classic cleave and twain
double
motion on this guy's freaking head.
Cool. Attacks. Wow. Remember, you have luck and your braces.
I know this. What do the bracers do?
You can add +4 to one hit, or a
+4 in the damage, or to the roll.
To the roll, you add a d4.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do. And can I choose that after I roll?
Yes, and also you have action surge.
Yeah,
I will say that if you do not kill this man in your turn, he's going to scream and get a.
Yeah,
lot of
so I might want to just load up on this. Okay. So I'm going to definitely use my bracers on whatever roll I get.
Vigorously nodding our heads, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to unload, yes. Yeah. Cool down, unload, burn them,
okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to use action surge, which means I get one additional action. So I'm going to get 3 attacks on my 2 axes. I'll probably end up using luck to reroll one of them. I could also use luck twice if I need to because I have... 2 left. Gotcha. And then the bracers will also attacks. Add 4 to one of my rolls, correct?
Add a d4 roll.
Add a d4 roll.
1 through 4 possible. Yeah. So roll those attacks and let's figure out what
okay.
happens.
You're going to have to help me through this. So my first rolls for one axe is a 14. And for another...
That is close.
And for another is a 10. Okay. So... I'm going to use the bracers on the 14. So I should roll all 3 hits at once and then decide how I want to use bracers and luck.
Yes.
Great. So.
So you had the 14 and a 10. What was that third roll?
A 9. So okay. Bad rolls all around.
So the 14's close, I'll say. So that seems like bracer territory.
Great. So I'll use the bracers on the 14. So now I roll a D4.
Yes.
Okay. 2.
That hits.
Okay.
I will tell you right now that these guys are guards that have a pretty high armor class, but pretty low...
hit points?
Hit points. You have to do... I'm going to do the old Brennan Lee Mulligan trick of writing down how much damage you have to do.
Yes, dude.
And then you tell me how much damage you do to this guy. So
okay.
Do your damage for the first hit and let me know what you do with luck. You know from experience that one hit hasn't killed them.
Right. So I am going to go ahead and...
You do one first. Do one right. first because you may not need to reroll the second one.
Okay. So I'm going to reroll one of them. 16.
Hits.
Great.
So roll damage for those 2 attacks.
Great. 10 and 5.
Devin, this is how much health they have. 11.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, baby.
Smoked them. Smokehouse, barbecue. Smoked them.
Rufus, let me just describe the general how Rufus did all
yes,
that. Okay,
please.
Because Rufus was channeling action surge to get an extra 3rd swing. He was also using his powers of raw luck to get to finagle some of these attacks. Rufus is so adrenaline jacked as he bursts into this tent that he is just flinging his axes around like crazy. And he does just 3 psycho quick chops on this guy. Obviously, one of them does not land, but the other 2 make sweet, sweet contact.
You chop this man's head off. Woo! In the tent.
He gets
finally,
it.
Finally, Rufus takes a head off.
Yes, dude. Congratulations.
Rufus is like so excited. He's like vibrating and crying a little bit that he just cut someone's head off.
The first
you turn around, Cribbage is covered head to toe.
Did you see that, Cribbage?
Like, well,
I did it, Cribbage.
Yeah,
I did it.
Yeah, man, you're a monster.
I'm a badass.
Let's get out of here.
Okay,
and, you guys. All right, take off. I will roll.
We grab all that stuff.
You grab that stuff and get out of there.
They just emerge covered in blood, and Grib is just kind of like, it was either a really good time or a really bad time.
Yeah, very obvious we cut someone's head off. In there.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what would happen there. Yeah.
Man, holy shit.
Anyways, so you guys have one more post to get to before you're out of this specific area. So everybody, it's 6 through 3 is when the guy comes. You guys could all go at once.
Let's do it. Mad Maybe. Dash.
Cribbage, yeah. Hop on.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Ready, mm-hmm. Set, go. 2. No one goes by.
Yes, just, baby.
Four people stacked on top of each other run across this little area.
We're all riding Grib's shoulders. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. At this, you are at another gate. Mm. You're at this final gate to this, what seems like there was maybe like one more similar area to the first area you're in beyond this. The way the slope is graded, there's another 15-foot tall wall in front of you. You have to make a strength check or an athletics check to climb it to get out of here. Or there's this main gate with two guards in front of it. What are you up to?
I mean, I think we should probably keep the stealth game rolling instead of directly attacking two guards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Great.
So should we just do what we did before? Grib's helping us over?
Daisy chain? Yeah, sounds good.
Great.
And since there is a dead body in the captain's tent, I'm going to have to roll some luck checks to see if anyone actually finds
Son
them.
Of a bitch.
All right. A stone left
so
unturned.
You guys are at that fence right now. I'm going to roll, I'll say on a 1. Right now, this is going to get progressively higher as you guys do stuff. So I'm going to say on a 1, finds it. It's a 12. You guys are good. Next time, 1 through 2. And whoever's going, go. And I'm going to have to keep doing that.
I'll go first.
Great. Grib.
You said athletics?
Yes.
Oh my god, I rolled a 3.
Grib, you can't really get it up.
Freya, maybe you should...
Yeah, I'll go ahead and hop up.
And Grib, can you
and
assist
you guys can
her?
Do the thing like you
yeah,
were doing before
that's what I thought we were
going to
do was the assisting thing.
Okay.
Well, somebody's got to get up first, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you assisted me first last time, so
oh,
you...
that's true. Yeah. Well,
it's
too late.
Grib, you help me, and can Cribbage be on my hair again?
Yes.
Yeah, Cribbage is going to hop on, like, this is where I hang out, and grabs your hair.
Here we go, good guy.
Make your check.
Okay, and I'm rolling that with advantage because of his help. Okay, I got a 17.
Great. 17 gets you up and over like how Rufus was before. I'm going to roll another luck check. 15. 1 through 3 now. So
okay.
The
I go for it.
It's
right,
and I've got my hands down now.
Yeah, so I'm being assisted. So I'm doing an athletics check with advantage. Got a 17.
17 gets you up, and you join Freya. There's not that much room over there. Are you gonna?
Yeah,
hop over,
I'll hop all the way over, Freya. If you want to stay on top.
Okay, so you went. Rufus went all the way over. That's what you
yes.
said. Okay, Grib, your turn.
Great.
Let me know what you did.
I'll use Freya's to help. No. Yeah, she'll help me up, correct?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great.
With
Great.
A helping
so
hand.
Advantage? So you can use her, yes, with advantage.
Jesus, an Ooh. 8 and a 7.
So, Grib, you're struggling to get up. It is now another 12. It is now 1 through 4 before they notice that guy is dead in the tree.
I'll try one more time as Grib, and if not, I'll just transform. But I'd hate to blow it.
Great. Grib, give me your check.
And still advantage, correct?
Yes. There, you hear these guys screaming and hollering like they've been looking for something for a while and found something.
Oh my god, an 8 and a 6.
Can I drop a rope to him or something?
Yeah, I mean, you guys can do whatever you want.
Okay, I'll either drop a rope to you or you can transform whatever you want.
Rope's gonna, like...
I'm just gonna transform into a swarm of insects. No, I can't fly. Fuck. Is that technically flying, a swarm of insects?
I think so.
Yeah, I guess I'll just turn into an ape.
Cool. You guys look down and see Grib sort of shift in his body and eventually begrudgingly switch, change shapes and forms into a smaller ape as he gets a little, he shrinks a little bit in this mode. Grib, make your athletics check.
18.
Perfect. All right. And another an 11 on the die. It's now 1 through 5. You guys are in this next area. Over this fence in this last area, there's some tents on the right side, but on the left side, there's some makeshift stables with like 4 guards over there and about like a dozen horses. As you step over the edge, someone roll a D4.
Okay. I will.
Maybe I will.
Roasted.
I rolled a 1.
Okay, that just means that out of these tents in front of you, someone 10 feet away from you turns the corner and sees you guys, shocked. Everybody roll initiative. This guy rolled a 17. He got a 17, so let me know if you beat that.
No.
I don't.
I'll roll 4.
14.
14? Mm. Let's see how Cribbage does.
13.
Cribbage does not beat it. This guy looks at you guys and says, "Intruders!"
No!
Screams it. He is going to take a spear attack on Freya, I believe. Fuck was the first person over?
I don't have my armor on.
Rufus was the first person.
Okay, Rufus was the first person ever. He's going to take a spear attack at Rufus.
I'd like to see you try, asshole.
Not the strongest. He rolled a 15.
My AC is 15.
Rufus, you get stabbed in the side with a spear.
Yow!
He rolls a D8, so let's see what he got. Rufus, you get hit for 5 damage.
Come on.
You hear people rousing as this guy says this. So he got a 17. Who's next?
I'm last. I rolled a 1.
I got a 13.
Okay, so Grib, then Rufus. So Grib, what do you do?
Yeah, Grib's
is he close, or is he like in my business, or is he further away?
He's 10 feet away.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to move up and absolutely clap this guy with my fists.
Hell yeah, roll your attacks. Your attack. I don't know if you have multi-attack.
I do, it's 2 attacks. 7 plus 5, 13.
Does not hit.
17 plus 5.
That hits.
Nice.
1d6 plus 3 takes 9 damage.
Nice.
9 damage. You badly nailed it, like domed this guy. He's like not dead, but really hurt. As you hear other people rousing, Rufus, what do you do?
And he's not right in front of me, right?
He's 10 feet away.
Then I'll hit him with the longbow.
Cool.
Got a 17.
That hits.
Let's see what he gets. Ooh, this motherfucker just got hit for 12.
Yeah, that would have killed him in one hit. Yeah, this guy gets an arrow through the head and falls over. You hear people being roused. Cribbage is like nervous, like, we should get out of here, man. And
let's run.
Okay, cool. So with a slightly less, are you still being as stealthy as you were? Are you guys moving a little faster now?
As possible, right? They know we're here.
Yes. That's a great point, yes.
I have to roll 3 more checks to see if they found the body over there. Okay, they did. You hear people from behind you, they found a dead body. So, and then they heard the intruder noise over here. It's about to be bad. The guy in front of you died. From these tents, you hear people stirring. I'm going to roll a D6 to see how many of them come out. It's maybe a situation where if you stay here and fight, that's not going to be necessarily the best thing.
I don't think we're trying to.
3 guys pop out of the front of the tent looking around, but you guys are taking off out of there, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Correct.
Cool. So you guys take full dash actions running away. I'll say that because of Pass Without Trace, these guys didn't quite discover you immediately. So I'll give you guys just roll 1 more stealth check for me to see with disadvantage, though.
But still with the plus 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Off the table.
Got a crit, and then I got a 1.
24 was my lowest.
Oh, the crit 1 combo.
This should just be a 10.
16.
No, it would be a 1 if it's a 1.
I was being cheeky.
Great.
I got an 18 because it was 1 plus 7 plus the 10, so I got an 18.
But you rolled a 1.
Yeah, right? I did.
Okay, so it's a 1. So these guys spot Rufus, as you guys are peeling away, you see these guys gathering together. They're just like firing bows at you guys. So as you guys run, you're going to take some bow attacks. You are clearing out of this camp. You hear commotion behind you. It sounds messy. Cribbage looks a little scared as this is happening. Sorry, these guys have spears. So they're going to throw three spears at Rufus. Three misses. Spears just...
Wow.
Around Rufus.
Rufus is doing like his athletic type of running and hopping around where he's going like, hip, 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 and the spears just zip right past him as he bobs and weaves.
You guys hear them. It sounds like people are getting horses from the stable start running. Cribbage is like, let's keep running. And you guys are just tearing off out of there. You guys take off through the forest. Your chests are heaving as you run as fast as you can away from the camp. You see Cribbage like darting ahead, like, this way, hurry up. As you guys run further and further, you hear the sounds of the guards and camps like fully mobilizing. You eventually hear hooves behind you.
As we're running, I turn to the group and I go, "You, I've never even told any of you my last name."
Cribbage is like, "Yeah, what's your last name, man?"
"I'll tell you next episode."
So, Jacob, just so I know, what did you reveal this week? Was it a second original poem?
I mean, yeah, I did it. I didn't set it up. I did a poor job setting up, so I just thought I'd go with more of the same, which was another Grib original poem. And then great. Huge reveal next week, Grib's last name.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so here you guys are. You're running away. Give me one last stealth check as you hear these hooves.
With disadvantage?
I will say with disadvantage.
Damn it.
Because they know you guys are...
Damn it, Dev.
But disadvantage plus the 10, just so I know.
Yes, plus the 10.
It. Ooh, I got a crit, but it doesn't matter. 19.
21.
19.
So you guys are running and running and running, and eventually, like, just because of sheer... just sprint however long a person can sprint, decide to have to like stop for a second and catch your breath in some bushes. As you are running, I'm gonna make some checks for them. Yeah, you're hiding in a bush and you see five horses with these red rust marauders on them in full battle gear with like big, like wicked looking, like rusted lances and shields and torches and armor. They look more equipped than any guys you've fought before. As you're hiding in this bush, you see them outside, like on the main trail, looking around, kind of darting around on their horses. They stop short of you guys and are just, it feels like they're searching all and getting closer and closer to where you guys are. You hear them shouting stuff like, you know, like, "Check over there. What are the, get the hounds, blah, blah, blah." You like hear this like sort of like kind of cacophony of people yelling. Everybody make a perception check.
12.
17.
14.
As this happens, Freya, and I think Rufus, you probably kind of noticed this as well. As you're looking at this pack of dudes, under the full moon, you see a flash of fur as something flies off the trail and grabs one of the men effortlessly off his horse and flies to the other side, pulling him away into the woods on the opposite side. Just in a snap, he's just gone. You see in a glint of moonlight as you realize that there's something large and metal. That, like Freya, on a 17, you probably would have noticed that there was something metal on whatever this thing's back was. And then you hear them all scream. Like, someone's like, "What the hell was that?" And someone's like, "It's him!" And the rest of the soldiers round up. They raise their spears, terrified. Boom. Another one is ripped clean off his horse, and he's completely gone.
Fuck yes.
This is just a guess group, but I think that might be the warden.
I think we met the warden, folks.
I was thinking the same thing.
The beast steps out of the woods in the distance along the trail away from them. It starts running at the three remaining guys as they start throwing their spears, taking shots at him. You see arrows bury into his arms and with almost no effect on him as he's running.
Are they putting up a good fight, or is it like it's like these guys are getting creamed?
These guys are getting creamed as you see this thing just tearing at them on four legs under the full moon, eventually jumping to two legs as it's running on two. It becomes bipedal as these arrows thud into its like graying brown fur. It's barely doing anything to this, I mean, lack of a better word, thick game. As it snarls and growls, reaching over its shoulder, it, with just a surprising ease, turns A dexterity for a beast that you don't normally see on two legs. Turns with two hands, takes a huge two-handed axe, and with a roar spins around with this horizontal strike, it beheads the last three men in one shot, in one blow. The beast just pants, catching its breath, begins to sniff the air, and it looks through this bush directly into your direction, expressionless. Keeps sniffing. Looks at you guys. Rufus, as it walks directly towards you, you see its giant maw towering over your head, looking down at you, its mouth open and growling. From its mouth, you hear, "Nice of you to wake up." As the clouds part and the full moon hits it, you know this is what you saw in your dream. You take in the full impression of this monstrous lycanthropic frame of the were-bear. It shakes its body like a wet bear in a river, and you realize it's shrinking down to size until before you, you see still a rather large human man, probably around 6'5", just solidly built, barrel-chested, with long hair graying at the temples and a short gray beard. And he says, finishes his sentence with, "Nephew."
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that's where we'll end.
Yeah, baby. Uncle Cutler.
Or this is your, possibly a different side of the family.
Okay. We'll find out. Either way, I'm his nephew. So he's my uncle, okay? Wow.
And that reveal will just pale in comparison to, of course, the other reveal on the episode.
Whatever Grib's last name is. Cool. Well, yeah, that's it for today. This was a fun, you know, thing to finally
pay off.
The
bloodline.
What a journey.
We we'll be back next week with the Ark Bark. We'll discuss the events of this episode, talk about the sneak mission, meeting Cribbage, etc. Very fun stuff today. I will we'll see you next time. Anybody got anything they want to plug?
Just follow me on socials at that Devin Field and just check it all out, baby.
I'm still holding out for some nice cloud pics, some nature pics.
Beautiful. Aww.
I guess actually I will plug, please check out my podcast, Friends Talk Frasier and Feelings, co-hosted by Talia Taven.
Oh yeah, and in the spirit of this reveal, since I like Jacob's social media call-outs, find me on social media and send me pictures of the fiercest bears you can find.
Big bears, scary bears.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag fiercest bears. That's it for today. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
We hope that you enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes. That was DM'd by the one and only Zach Oyama, and the players were Victoria Longwell, Jacob Waisaki, and Devin Field. Remember, if you're enjoying Rotating Heroes, then please go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which is where you can get early access to all of the episodes. You can get them in full as well, so not part one and part two. And you can also get the exclusive talkbacks, which is where the crew dissect and talk about everything that happened in obviously totally the most serious possible way. So, I don't even know why you'd think anything else. This episode has been edited and produced by Zach Oyama and Jasper William Cartwright, which is me. Bye!